Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market recovered from what was a slow start to the day to finish a little higher and make it six straight days of gains. The ASX 200 up by 10 points or a tenth of a percent, finishing up above 6,500 points at 6,510. Also, what's a bullish sign for the market is that we've finished up near the best levels of the day, which is done now for a number of sessions. Volume also very heavy, which it has been all week. So at this stage, the market is sitting at the best levels in around 11 and a half years. As far as the improvers go today, we had oil and gas companies are standing out, property stocks and Westpac. These are stocks that made the difference. But as far as the best improvers go, we had Bingo Industries lifting, also Lynas Corp, the rare earth minerals company, up 7%. There's a thinking here that as the US-China trade dispute continues, China by far the largest exporter of rare earth minerals using things like smartphones and other electronics, it could help those miners outside of China. So we also saw lithium producers, Orocobre and the Pilbara Minerals doing quite well as well. Overall, though, the market continues to just digest the surprise outcome from the coalition victory at the weekend and the impact this has on different parts of the market. The Reserve Bank also yesterday flagged a number of potential interest rate cuts in coming months, and we think that could happen in June and potentially again in August. So the perception at the moment is that this could be a good thing as far as lending growth goes and a boost to the property market. It's why we've seen strong gains from the banks over the course of the week, while Mortgage Choice and other mortgage brokers have also jumped in the order of 30% in 3 days, and while retail stocks, in particular JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman, have also continued to stand out, up as much as 3% today. In company news, Australian agricultural company, the beef producer, has jumped up a bit today, up about 2%. This is despite posting a loss of $182 million for the past year, but that was mainly due to one-offs. So there's been, of course, plenty of bad weather across the country, droughts and also flooding included. Now tonight we've got the Fed Reserve minutes released that will be important for what could happen to the Aussie dollar, which at the moment is weaker due to the prospect of lower rates locally. It's sitting at around 68.7 US cents.